Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So could you imagine yourself unable to see the world as others see the world? Or how about being ignored when you went to gathering places, like maybe the park or the library or even church? Maybe people talk about you as if there was something wrong about you, as if you were less than others. Well, that was likely the case of the woman that we find in our gospel today, as it was the case for people who also suffer from illnesses in the time of Jesus. According to Jared Alcantara, a professor of preaching, women were not permitted inside the sanctuary of the synagogue at that time. And James Edward, a New Testament scholar, says that people with physical deformities were expected to remain socially invisible, especially if they were women. So to have a woman in the synagogue, and for Jesus to interact with this woman, and for Jesus to heal her, and for this to happen on the Sabbath day, was out of the norm. It was just out of order. It was just wild. It was wrong. So the synagogue leader raged at Jesus for breaking the observance of the Sabbath by healing this woman from the spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. But instead of turning to Jesus, this leader turns to the crowd who might have been getting in line for healing. But to that, Jesus seems pretty upset, and we can tell by the words that he chooses. He says to the leaders, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox and your donkey from the manger to lead it so that they can drink water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for very long 18 years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath?" Most scholars point out that Jesus uses the word "set free" when it comes to explaining what he does, what Jesus does for this woman. It seems like these leaders had forgotten what observing the Sabbath was all about. It first appeared in the Exodus. Keeping the Sabbath was part of God's commandment to God's people for the purpose that they may remember what God did for them. Just as God had freed them, the people of Israel, from the hands of the Egyptians. So they knew the hard labor that they had to endure as slaves, working every day with no day to rest. And so that was the context in which these first 10 commandments were given in the book of Exodus. So God declares a day of rest to them, just as God rested on the seventh day, so that they may remember what God did for them. And so it was connected to the liberation story, to the covenant that God made with them, so that they remember the freedom that came from God. It was never really meant to become this law that got in the way of extending grace and compassion to others. And sadly, it had become that way by the time Jesus was interacting with these leaders. So here we have a woman who was bound for so many years. Can you believe it? Can you imagine 18 years? That's very long years. And here we have this woman coming to Jesus because she also wants to be set free. She wants to experience her own liberation. And so Jesus sees her and she is set free. She is liberated just as Jesus' ancestors were liberated. Just as the ancestors of these leaders were liberated from the Egyptian power that had crippled the lives of their ancestors. So why couldn't this woman experience her own liberation? If their animals could be released from a moment for the sake of drinking water, couldn't this woman also be loosened from her ailment? And so Jesus, in the midst of this heavy opposition and controversy among the crowd, sees this woman and acknowledges her as a daughter of Abraham, someone who shared the same historical identity as their opponents, and makes a strong case as to why this woman deserves the mercy of God. And it is not because of her life choices or because of her socioeconomic status or even her deep devotion to God, but it is based on the same basis that their opponents claim to have favor from God. Right? She shares the same benefits that her opponents share, which goes back to the promise that God made to Abraham, that his descendants will be blessed. And so she now is this woman who is becoming the recipient of this promise made long time ago. Something that is interesting, or that I was interested, is that the audience of this gospel were mostly Gentiles. So they did not have much connection to synagogues or that same history. So I wonder how they were impacted by this story when they didn't really have that experience of entering the synagogue or that same culture. And how are we impacted by this story? We're also not very familiar with synagogues as Jesus did in ancient times. The intended audience of this gospel were citizens of the Greco-Roman culture. The people Luke writes to were influential people in their culture, educated people, people who held some power in their culture. And so I wonder how this impacted their relationships, their treatment to others, to women, to the disadvantaged, to the less pious, to the sick. How do you think they were impacted by these accounts that Lucas relate to this population at that time? How does this impact us? How does this shape the way we treat others, the marginalized, which are those who are suffering, those who live in isolation, those who are treated other than or less than? And how does this also challenge us? Because Jesus often comes and comforts us, but also comes and challenges us. Jesus healed this woman in hopes that these leaders might straighten their own selfish ways. Jesus heals this woman in hopes that these leaders may strengthen their own selfish ways, that they may come to see the world around them from a different perspective, from the perspective of Jesus, instead of having this narrow view that this woman had for many years, which was pretty narrow if we think about her view for 18 years. It was just from the waist down to the floor. She could not see face-to-face people. She could not see the face of the person who was talking to her. So that is a pretty narrow view. And so that is the same for us. The invitation for us today is that we may come to see the world as Jesus does, with a wider perspective. The good news for us, though, is that we do have Jesus who continues to come to us. And by his forgiveness and by the pouring of the Holy Spirit upon us, God help us to gaze at the world in a more wider perspective, from a perspective where we recognize all people as beloved children of God, just as this woman was able to do so when she was set free from her ailment. So may we also be set free from our own sinful ailment that prevents us from experiencing by extending grace to others. But may we also be renewed also and refreshed by the healing waters of God's mercy that comes to us with Jesus' love and his forgiveness. Thanks be to God. Amen.